Hello, everyone, and welcome back to LifePoint's DriveCast. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday, our teaching was on John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19, and we saw how Jesus lovingly restored Peter from his epic failure of denying him three times. And Jesus only used one question to restore him, and that is, "Do you love me?" And one of the questions we worked through was, how much love is required when we say we love Jesus? And what's interesting is that Jesus actually has an answer to this very question. In Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, Jesus says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So one of the things that we worked through on Sunday was, what is Jesus actually saying here? Is he saying that we should hate those we love? Obviously, that's not the case, because that would contradict himself and everything him and the Father stands for. But what he is doing is he's using hate as a comparison. You see, love is limitless, and those of us who will live with God for eternity will grow in our love for all throughout eternity. There is no cap to love. There are no measuring units of love, and I like to think about love in this way. If you were to ask me way back on my wedding day with Carrie, can you love Carrie any more than you love her right now? I would have said no. I don't know how. I love her so much now that I don't know how I could love her any more than I do right now. But as the years have gone by, I can honestly say that I do actually love my wife Carrie more than I did back on my wedding day. And the difference there is the time and the just being in relationship with each other has made all of that difference. We've grown in relationship, and we've loved each other in our relationship, and our love continues to grow. And so that's essentially what Jesus is getting at here, is that love is limitless. And since love is limitless, it can't be measured. And the only way to describe love in terms of quantity is by comparison to other things. So Jesus, in effect, is saying you can love everything else as much as you want to, as long as it looks like hate when compared to your love for me. So in other words, we are to love him supremely. And I think the natural tendency we can have is to think that we, in order to love him supremely, we have to love other things less. But that's really not what he's getting at. Since love is limitless, we have a limitless amount of love to give. And the things that we love are not a zero-sum game. In other words, that I don't have to love something less in order to love something more. And here's an amazing truth. If we love God supremely, then we will be able to love others more fully. And we will be able to love our spouses and our families better, because we are loving God supremely. And that is precisely why Jesus states that the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. With every fiber of your being, we are to love him because of how he first loved us. And now I'm going to lead us into a time of prayer, and then I'm going to give you some time to pray silently on your own. God, we thank you for first loving us and providing a way out of our sins through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The more we understand our gospel identity in you, we will be able to live out the salvation that you have set before us. Lord, we ask that you help us each and every day to better understand our gospel identity through your Holy Spirit. Convict our hearts of any sin so that we may be able to confess it by agreeing with you that it is sin and turning away from it and turning our face to you. Lord, we love you and we ask this in your name. Amen.